Shalom, shalom, brethren. Today is Tuesday, the 5th of April, 2022, and it's the fourth day of the Hebrew month called Nisan. We are celebrating Apostle, a prophet, Elisheva Eliyahu, of a mighty wind ministry, who is the prophet Elijah of New, of Yah. The Yahweh's prophet Elijah of New, of Malachi 4:5-6. And in the process, we are also celebrating her husband or partner, whose name is Prophet Asa Micaiah, the ring bearer. So Elisheva Eliyahu is the ring maiden, whereas Asa Micaiah is the ring bearer. Now, this audio is going to focus on Matthew 25:6. So yesterday we studied and understood Malachi 4:5-6, Daniel 12:9-10, Revelation 10:3-4, and also. We didn't talk about much of Revelation. We didn't read Revelation 14, but the reason why we quoted it is because the Elijah of New is a member of the Revelation 14 bride. Then today we have looked at Judges chapter 4:4. We have also talked about Miriam the prophetess. Well, I'm going to clarify something that I've discovered in Exodus 15:20 in the Hebrew Bibles. And then we're going to talk about Matthew 25:6. We've also talked about Acts chapter 2:2, which talks about the mighty rushing wind and the wildfire of the Holy Spirit. So as I was reading through the Hebrew Bible a few moments ago, I noticed that when they are referring to Miriam, they don't call her prophetess, they call her prophet. So I wish to throw more light once again on the issue of why Yahweh calls Elisheva prophet and not prophetess. The word prophetess, as I'm beginning to understand, is a word that the translators of the scriptures decided to just come up with and add to the Bible. It was never the plan of Yahweh to call his feminine prophets prophetess. Whether they are feminine or not, he still prefers to call them prophets. So Miriam was a prophet and not a prophetess. Deborah, in Hebrew she's Devorah, she was a prophet and not a prophetess. It's highly important that we actually take that on board. Now, a prophet in Hebrew, you remember in Hebrew we've got the feminine and the masculine. So the reason as to why the translators decided to add S or make it prophetess when translating to the languages that we understand, like Greek, Latin, Greek, English, they notice that the word prophet, when written in Hebrew, for a male, it's Nevi or Navi, it's Navi. But when it's a feminine, they write Naviyah. So they do differentiate with it in the Hebrew Bible between a male prophet and a female prophet. But that is not to say that we are supposed to change it in the English language. or any other language to prophetess. We are meant to stick to the word prophet. Hallelujah. Prophet. Not prophetess, but prophet. Prophet. So, Prophet Miriam, Prophet Deborah. Prophet Miriam, Prophet Deborah, Prophet Elisheva Eliyahu. Another thing I wanted to touch on is it's good to highlight the fact that the name Elisheva, which is Elizabeth in English, appears at least twice in the Hebrew scriptures. There's two major people that we know that bear that name in the Hebrew scriptures, and those two people are Elisheva, the wife of the high priest or Kohen Hagadol, Aharon. Remember, they had four children, but unfortunately they lost one. They lost two on Nisan 1, the day of the Shekinah glory coming down upon the tabernacle of meeting. They lost two of their children, Nadab and Abihu, as recorded in Leviticus chapter 10. So Elisheva, with the first Elisheva we see in the Bible, is the wife of high priest Aharon. And interestingly, okay, it means devoted to Yah. The name Elisheva means devoted to Yah. So you know the word El? El means God. El is the singular masculine for God. So you've got El, Ella, and Elohim. Elohim is plural for God. Ella is singular feminine for God. So when referring to the Holy Spirit, you would say Ella with the A-H. Remember the letter H is usually added at the end to feminize words. Not all words are done that way. Other letters are used to feminize words. But yeah, some words, they use the the letter A, hey, which is the letter for this month. So Elisheva, devoted to Yah. That's what Elisheva means. The other person called Elisheva in the Bible is the wife of the high priest Zechariah, who is the father of John the Baptist. So the two Elishevas we know in the Bible, okay, Zechariah means Yah remembers. The two Elishevas we know in the Bible are wives of high priests. They are wives of high priests. Hallelujah. One in the Old Testament and one in the New Testament, and they are both highly significant. Elisheva was also a sister to Nachshon. Nachshon is the boy or the man, the young man, that took a bold step of faith by jumping into the Red Sea or the Sea of Reeds or the crossing of the Sea of Reeds when Yahweh said, "What are you waiting for? Move forward." So Yahweh accredited to him that which he did, you know, the jumping into the waters. Yahweh saved his life. He nearly drowned, but Yahweh saved his life and then made him a chief or head of his tribe, Judah, Yehuda. And interestingly, this is the month of Judah or Yehuda, and this is the month in which Nachshon attempted to climb, to jump into the Sea of Reeds with the hope and plan that he would be able to survive what was happening. Anyway, I'm going to pause for a moment. Hold on. Right, end of pause. Okay, so I've forgotten what I was talking about, but I was talking about the fact that we have two Elishevas in the Bible, and both are wives of high priests. So it makes so much sense for the Elisheva that we see now to be a minister of the Most High God, Yah. Now, Eliyahu means Yahweh is my God, so El is my God, so which means Elijah or Eliyahu, their calling is tied to the fact that they have to continuously prove that Yahweh is their God. And this is seen very clearly in the book of 1 Kings and 2 Kings. Even the name Elisha, you can see that it begins with the word El, with the name El, and it means noble. So he led a noble life. Well, the God of the Hebrews is a noble person, but it also means my God is salvation. So Yahweh is salvation, Elisha. You remember the suffix Sha? So the end, Sha, Yahushua, or Yahusha, salvation, Yah saves. So yes, my God is salvation makes so much sense. It's fitting. Now, we've understood why Yahweh chose to send a woman and not a man. He says it's to challenge the men, so that they don't, you know, challenge their beliefs and their attitudes towards women. Even though, yes, maybe in Timothy it may have said women are to be keep quiet in church or in the synagogue, and they're not to say anything in the fellowship except quietly to other ladies and blah blah blah. That Yahweh is still using women, and in fact the biggest number of people who are working in his kingdom are women. When Yahushua HaMashiach was on earth, there were women disciples amongst his disciples. It's just that the head disciples were male, but he also had female disciples, and they were constantly supporting him in various ways to ensure that his ministry prospered. His ministry was sustained for the period he was here on earth. Now, I want us to look at Matthew 25, verse 6. It says, now when Yahushua HaMashiach was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper. Oh my God, I'm in the wrong chapter. Sorry, brethren. Matthew 25, verse 6. It says, but at midnight there was a cry, behold, the bridegroom is coming. Mommy. Come out to meet him. Excuse me. So the voice cries out saying, behold, the bridegroom is coming. Come out to meet him. So let's read from verse 1 to 6. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. Those who were foolish, when they took their lamps, took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom delayed, they all slumbered and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, behold, the bridegroom is coming. Come out to meet him. Let's stop there, because the main emphasis is on verse 6. That voice that is saying, come at midnight there was a cry, behold, the bridegroom is coming. That's the voice of Elisheva Eliyahu. Yahweh has revealed that because she's the ring maiden, her job is to call us forth to meet Yahushua HaMashiach during the rapture in the heavens. So what's going to happen is after the 40 days of which are preceded, basically there's going to be the 3 days of darkness during which the Revelation 14 bride will be prepped for the work ahead, which is written in Matthew 24:1-14. They will do this for 40 days. After 40 days or so, sometime after 40 days, not immediately after the 40 days, because the anti-messiah has to make his appearance before the rapture occurs. So sometime after the 40 days, the anti-messiah Obama will appear on center stage as the governmental advisor of America. And not the president, because he's already the 44th president and the 46th president, thereby being the 6th king and the 8th king, as prophesied in Revelation 17:10-11. When he returns to office as governmental advisor, sometime after that, the holy rapture to the heavens will occur. And when it's happening, the dead in Yahushua HaMashiach, who will have risen from the dead during the 3 days of darkness, will go up first, as 1 Thessalonians tells us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 tells us the dead in Christ will rise. And then those who are alive, those are the bride of Yahushua, the 144,000 bride of Yahushua HaMashiach, Revelation 14 only, will also go up. But before they go up, before the Revelation 14 bride go up, Elisheva will be visited by Archangel Michael, also known as the one who got away. Michael means who is like unto thee, He adopted that name, or he was given that name when he composed that song at the crossing of the Sea of Reeds. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee? Oh, yeah, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. Always do wing wonders, hallelujah. Hallelujah in Yahushua's name. I wish to sing more, but let me stop there for now. I can sing it in another audio. So, Archangel Michael will make his appearance to Elisheva Eliyahu to signal to her that it is time. Okay, I'm going to pause again. Sorry, brethren. My boy has woken up and he needs my attention every now and again. But I need to do these audios now and not later. Otherwise, they will not get done. So just bear with me for a moment, please. Shalom. I've lost track of where I was. I really apologize, brethren. Anyway, we are talking about Elisheva receiving a visit from Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael has visited her several times in the past. I think the last time he visited her, she was in South Africa, or she was in her bedroom. I don't remember where. And she touched his angel wings like a child, and she was healed. She had been battered by the kingdom of darkness, and she needed healing, so Yahweh sent Archangel Michael to her. But Yahweh told her after the last time she saw him, which has been a couple of years now, that the next time she sees him will be the time of the rapture. He will be coming as a sign that it's time for the holy rapture to the heavens. So he will come as signal to her. She'll be the very first person to know. And after he has told her, she will be taken up, and then she will call everybody up who is supposed to join her. So the other Revelation 14 bride to join her in the air to be with the Yahushua Mashiach and go up to the heavens for the Revelation 19 wedding supper of the Lamb. So only 144,000 will be raptured in the very first rapture, and that will be together along with the dead in Yahushua HaMashiach. So people like Apostle Paul and other loved ones we're going to see during that time. The Revelation 7 bride will be left behind. As we have repeatedly shared, they will stay for 3.5 years together with the witnesses. Remember, the two witnesses are part of the Revelation 14 bride. So they will go up together with Elisheva, Eliyahu, another Revelation 14 bride members. And then they will be sent back down to carry out their ministry for 3.5 years, during which the Revelation 7 bride will take up arms to fight. Help the guests to take up arms to fight. There will be various battles ongoing worldwide during that time, such as the zombie apocalypse, and then the dead in the devil, because the devil will make dead bodies to rise up and full of demons going around tormenting people and lying to people that the dead in Christ are here on earth. So the dead in Yahushua HaMashiach will have gone up by this time, but there will be dead bodies that the devil will take on to lie to people around the world, because he likes to mimic everything that the Lord does. He likes to copy and counterfeit and then use that to deceive many people. Even before the holy rapture to the heavens, there will be an evil rapture, a counterfeit rapture, which will evaporate people to hellfire if they choose to go to follow the instructions of the devil that will say, here is the Christ, go there, go here. And So, yes, that's what's going to happen. That's what Matthew 25 verse 6 is all about. It's about Elisheva calling the people, the Revelation 14 bride, up into the air. So there's a lot to look forward to in the future. There's a lot to look forward to in the future that is exciting. And praise Yah, we are in the season of the fiery kickoff event happening, which is the event that sparks the beginning of the great and terrible day of Yahweh. And that means that we're very close to the holy rapture, to the heavens. Unfortunately, it's only for 144,000 people within the body of Yahushua HaMashiach. As unbelievable as it sounds, that is the truth. Many people have been deceived that it's the rapture of the church because of the mistranslation of the holy biblical scriptures. And that is something the devil is going to capitalize on to evaporate many people to hellfire if they don't take great care. This is one of the reasons why Elisheva is here, to decipher, to expose the lies of the devil so that we can understand the truth and take on the truth instead, and use that to prepare for the days ahead. So I'm going to stop here for now. Shalom. Apologies for the constant interruptions. Remain blessed in Yahushua's name. Shalom. Amen.